coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. No.
God is wrong
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my life, I'll say,
yes,
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 yes. I'm coming out of my
zone. Oh, I'm being stretched to a place where I've never known. God is challenging me,
so trust and be me, for to go where I'm not going, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my life, I'll say, coming out of my comfort zone. I'm being stretched to a place I've never known. God is challenging me. Trust and believe. If you're coming out, lift your hands and give Him praise right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift those hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, help me praise Him right now. He's worthy to be glorified. Come on, come on, help.
Are on you. be for me and I believe. Even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. The waves and wind still know His name.
Privately, right, to just say hi to you there, okay? been a while I did that. It's been work. I'm sorry. But we need to get down to business. There's a lot to do now. All right, and there's more work, you know, building in this 2021. It's good, really. All right. So, let's get into today's business. If you looked at what is our platform that you connected to, I wrote skilled. You know, the Lord has been dealing with me on that particular word. So I want you to listen tonight. All right. I was actually waiting for every one of us to at least come in before I start, because I know that you're going to be blessed like I have been blessed for the past few. Few weeks now, but largely this week, you know, this week, you know, the days of this week, you know, he really spoke more about it, and it was so much of a blessing to me. And I said I was going to share it with you. I believe it's a word for the season, also, you know, and thank God the truth is that we're still beginning our year. Some people have not even started their 2021. They are inside the year, but they have not started. You know, they are still, you know, brooding. You know, like, okay, which way do I go? How do I, you know, connect? You know, and all that. It's fine. It's fine. You know, once you get your bearing, please get on your feet and start running. It's very important. So let's get into tonight's meeting. But before we do that, can we just pray a bit? You know, can we just talk in other tongues and just edify ourselves? Bible says that when we talk in other tongues, that we talk to God and not to man, but most especially, you know, Bible makes us understand that when we edify ourselves, that we improve ourselves, okay, that we get stronger from within. And that's why the scripture that says that we're strengthening our inner man, it's very important to you and I. All right, that scripture is key, you know, for every day, that I'm strengthening my inner man. It's a prayer for every day. Yeah, it's a prayer for every day. That your eyes of understanding is enlightened by the knowledge of God. It's a prayer for every day. Yeah, it is a prayer for every day. So tonight, let's just start by thanking God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. It's been an awesome week. I don't know how your week has been, but one thing I'm assured of is that you are alive, you are in shape, you are strong, you are still achieving, and you're still pushing. Amen. All right, so that's enough to say, Father, I give you praise. You have strength to be able to do all of those things. Some other people do not have, you know, and that's why we must be grateful for what we have. Amen. I like us to be grateful for what we have. So go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for me. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the blessings that you have given to me. I thank you for strength in my body. Amen. I thank you for I have a sound mind. Glory to God. I have a sound mind. I have soundness of mind. Amen. I've got soundness of mind. I've got soundness of mind. I've got health in my body. I'm strengthened from within. Hallelujah. I move from glory to glory, from strength to strength. I'm better than I used to be. I'm better than yesterday. Amen. I am better than yesterday. I am stronger than yesterday. Say amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm wiser than yesterday. Amen. 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 I move forward than I did yesterday. I make progress like than I did yesterday. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Could you go ahead and just thank him? Thank him because he's a faithful God. Thank him because he's God indeed. God in our lives, God in our affairs, God in all that we lay our hands to do. He is God. Glory to God. He's God. He's almighty. Oh, Father, we thank you. Glory, glory, glory to God. We bless your holy name. Can you talk in other tongues where you are? Mandelebo shakata yega roko to yaba. Woo! Beki ibarakata le mranuso. Andeleba shata yele gedo sakira mananasa. Embrokoto brokoto la brande le brunono. Eki abaso katoya la brondo. In the name of Jesus, Arakata Yele Brondo, Eboroko to Yega Rakatasa, Endolo Brosokata Yele Brondara Kadosha, Emalem Bragega Gegrade, Akatata Le Kototo Le Monoso, Embrada Sofrada Dosa Vare Kodosha Nanega, Andele Brokoto Yebrata Yele Monosa. In the name of Jesus, O Koshiba Kata Yela Gronono, Embrokoto Lebra Kasa Kata Yele Brondo, Ambrada Roso, Kere Brakata Lebronono, Egodoshe Kayala Brakeso. In the name of Jesus, come on, go ahead and edify yourself. Be refreshed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be refreshed in the name of Jesus. Be refreshed in the name of Jesus. O Barosa, be full of energy, be full of strength. Ekasa kata yele brononosa. Ekusofra dombre negre do prodoso. Ego shanda la bakataya la brondo le broncote. E bara masombre dosa. Ara ba 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 ba. E da 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 da. E kara ba 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 ba. Era basso menonosa. Era ba 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 ba. E che lembro non so maneca rotto. Andele ba ka ba ta ba 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 ba. Era bashimbre no katole brekende. Era bassombre doso manda lebra da sheke yara gadosa. Manda libra kataya la brokotole brunanasa. In the name of Jesus. O barakataya rakate lembre. Ebrakato lebran santa lebro shigadoso. E kambara basum prenoso mega rakatoya. Ala baba e kerebo karaka rada daso banena. La 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 shibere bere. Arokoto lebrakata lebrandere bosha. In the name of Jesus. Alokoto lebranda. Ere. Arabasum pradasum prenonoso legado e caraba e rabasum ananto legadosha e kerere ararara e moronto lembra kata e keroko sopra dosa e da lembra kata e koso keto e labranto. In the name of Jesus. Ando lokoto lokotongo makata yele brokoto ye baba baba basha enono sumana sumono karakata ye kedosa. Come on, go ahead and declare tonight, manda rosu o barakata ya lagodosa. All things work together for me. Hallelujah. All things work together for me. I'm at the right place. At the right place. I'm at the right place. At the right time, with the right sets of people, in the name of Jesus, all things respond to me. All things respond today, in the name of Jesus. I come against delays. I come against obstacles. I come against the plans, the strategy of the enemy over my life and all that concerns me. And all that concerns me. And all that are connected to me. I come against. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I declare that my body is whole. Amen. I declare that my mind is sound. Amen. I declare that all is well with me. Hallelujah. I declare that I advance in life. Amen. I declare that things become easy and easy and easy and easy for me. In the name of Jesus. I declare that I move. Okarigadoso. I move from where I used to be to where I ought to be. Hallelujah. Come on. I move in the name of Jesus. Aleko sokoto yegara katande rigadaso. Lambro koto libra nene. Ambariba soprende libra dadasa. Eku sonta yigara kacheya. Lembrekete labra koso katayendo. In the name of Jesus. It's a new season for me. Every month is a new season. Every month there is life in all that I undo.
all that I am involved in and all that I lay my hands to do, there is life, 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 there is life. In the name of Jesus, nothing dies around me. Hallelujah. Nothing dies around me. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm sharper every day. Ha 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 ha. I'm strengthened every day. Oh, Barossa, I'm full of energy every day. In the name of Jesus. It's a good season. It's a good season of opportunity. It's a good season. Amboro Kotoya Ragadosa. Ketola Bronson, money finds us. Hey, Adoro Koto Labranta Legadosa. Come on, I said money finds us. Endoro Shiba Rakatoya Labrante Legata Nagosa. Come on, help finds us. Amen. Eda Russo Kataya Laboka Roko Rosa. Say, help finds me. Oh, Barima Rata Lagadosa. Wisdom Eka Rosa finds me. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and declare. I said the right things at the right time when it's most needed. Hey, come on, say with me. I said the right things at the right time when it's most needed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Baroka Tayaka Lokranosa Andorusa, men help me. Enanosa, not because I beg, but because I've got the favor of God that surrounds me. Andarabosa Kirabosa, and places a shield all around me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm surrounded with favor as like a shield in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead and declare, I've been accepted by Jesus. Why? He died on the cross of Calvary for me. I'm saved by him. Oh, Garuso Brodosa Kataya. And so I enjoy success in all that I lay my hands to do. Oh, he died for victory. And so I enjoy success. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Come on, glory, glory to God. Oh, Barina Nosa, go ahead and give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Say, it's working together for me. Hallelujah. It's working together for me. Oh, Barima Nasa, Tayala Bakende. Come on, go ahead, declare. All things are working together for me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. No plans of the enemy comes to pass. I declare they are frustrated in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. We frustrate every agenda of the enemy and we stand perfect. Come on now. Come on, go ahead and say, I stand perfect. Amen. I stand complete. Come on, complete right now. Yes, 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 yes. I stand perfect. I stand complete. Amen. In all, hallelujah, in all things. I stand perfect. Hey, I stand complete in the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns me is perfected in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 All right, let's go into tonight's meeting. I believe you were enriched with that prayer time. Hallelujah. All right, one of the things that we must know is the fact that in our generation, knowledge is key. Once you don't have knowledge, you are ignorant of a truth. That's what it means. All right, every knowledge leads to something. Whether the knowledge you amass, leads you to a more successful field, or the knowledge that you got you into trouble. There's one thing about knowledge, you know. Knowledge is what you don't know, you begin to know it. Sometimes people begin to know things in the negative, while most times, more people tend towards knowing things in the positive. Amen. Yeah, when I say negative, I'm talking about maybe you have some friends, you know, that you are not supposed to have. You got into a business connection, and unfortunately it has to do with swindling of people, deceiving people to collect their money. That's an information you got, but it's a negative one. It's a negative one. It's it's a negative one. Or maybe you're supposed to write an exam and you found out that, oh, if you pay some money, you'll be able to get some answers, you know, before the exam and things like that. That's information, but it is a negative one. It is a negative one. A negative one. All right? You know, so, and this, some of these are darkness, you know. Maybe you're a lady, you got into some friends, and they said they were going to help you, and they decided to take you somewhere. And that somewhere is not church. It happens to be an herbalist home, all right, because of one need or the other that you said you have, and you haven't prayed enough to get your answer. Rather, you have gotten frustrated, so you don't mind anything as long as you get what you want, all right? You have an information, but the information is negative. It's negative. And scripture tells us that bad company will always corrupt good morals. Every bad company will do what? Corrupt good morals. So however how you say, I know my God, I'm living well. The people around you that you have called close friends, are they really pushing you right? Or they are living their lives, and that could actually sway you off over time of, you know, hanging out around them. As long as you don't eat the same food, you don't wear the same things, you don't go to the same places, it's better not to hang out with friends like that. It's better. So that you don't get yourself into the troubles that you didn't intend. Alright, so there are positive information. You know, you come to church and then you're being ministered to, and the pastor tells you that the word of God says this, go read the Bible for yourself to see more of what the word of God says. But one weapon has been given to you. That's an information that you didn't have before, but your eyes have been opened to see it. You know, the Lord leads you in such a way that, you know, Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. You know, you got into a business opportunity that really would earn you a lot, and then you had to get some information about it, you know, and then somehow you ended up, you know, having to get the deal. It's positive information that got you that level of success. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying that without knowledge, a lot of people truly would perish. Because knowledge is a distinguishing factor between the ignorant and this between actually the poor and the rich. Yes, knowledge is key between the rich and the poor, between the smart and the dull. It is knowledge. It is knowledge between the failure and the successful. It is knowledge. So knowledge is key. However how you want to look at it, knowledge is key. Knowledge is key in such a way that you can live a better life, you know, with little effort. Why some people are laboring 24/7 and they are not living as much? It's knowledge. Somebody has a knowledge that you don't have. Amen. Somebody knows something that you will never know. And that's why it's important that you go in search of knowledge. Go in search of positive knowledge. Positive knowledge. If you understand what I'm talking about. Go in search of positive knowledge. Go after skillful things that would make your life better than it is today. You know, I'm not 100% talking about just the word of God, but I'm also saying that as a child of God, God has made it in such a way that you must succeed in life. And if you must succeed in life, you must be able to listen from inside. Amen. You have to learn to listen from inside. You have to learn to do that. You also have to learn to yield to little promptings that comes to you. You know, because in the everyday life that we all live, after we have prayed, this is what I'm about to say. After you have prayed, you read the scriptures, you confessed, you know, it will be wrong that your answer is now knocking on your door, but you are refusing to answer the door because you feel that, I mean, you are prayed, so God has settled the way for you. But God is saying that there's an answer in front of your door. Open the door and get your answer. But rather than do that, you now say you are praying, so you are going back to bed. And the answer is in front of your door. Until the person knocks and decides to leave, because the person is feeling, there's nobody at home, and leaves. The answer leaves to the person. So what am I saying? I'm saying sometimes we pray religious prayer and forget that we ought to listen. You have to listen. You have to learn to listen. It's not enough to pray. It's enough to pray and listen. It's enough to pray and open your eyes. It's enough to pray and tell yourself, I must get exactly what I just finished praying about. When you speak in other tongues and you sincerely want to have an answer, Bible says that you can ask for the interpretation of the tongues that you have just, said. So that means that there is room. God is giving room for you and I to get into the supernatural. Knowledge is key. You must go in search of it. One of the things I found out is that for you to be skillful in life, you need the wisdom of God. Then you also need to be trained by men and by the Spirit. Yeah, you need to be trained by men and Spirit. Everything is not Bible. Yes, everything is in Bible. But everything is God. Yeah, everything is God for you as a believer. But everything is not Bible. What I mean by everything is not Bible is the fact that you can't just be carrying your Bible up and down and say it's only your Bible you read. No, read other things. So that you can be relevant on planet Earth. That is positive information. Relevancy, you being relevant will have to do with you acquiring knowledge in the space and the environment where you are. You need to know what is going on. You need to allow your steps to be ordered in such a way that you can get some materials that will better the next phase of your life. All right. So that means that you should want to write, you should want to write exams of courses, maybe online. You should want to write, to get better increment, maybe at work. So you are doing what? You are amassing knowledge so that you can be elevated in the place of your field. So it's not enough to just say, I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying every day. All of those prayers are supposed to strategically position you in the place of opportunity. And that's the reason why believers have to open their ears. So that we don't become laughing stock in the name of we are praying, but we are not applying. You can't pray so much and not hear what God is saying. It's wrong. It shows that there's something is wrong with the connection there. Either you are not connected to the right source, or better still, you are connected to the right source, but you are dull of hearing. Opportunities come in the place of prayer. Ideas will come in the place of prayer. But sometimes you don't use the ideas where you are seated. You get up and go and use the ideas where it is needed. And that tells me that you need to be schooled. Yeah, that's my next point. For you to be skilled, you need to be schooled. Yeah, for you to be what? Skilled, you need to be schooled. So for you to be schooled, then you must open your heart. Open your heart for learning. A lot of people do not have a teachable heart because they feel they know. They know. And even when they don't know, they are not ready to open their hearts to learn. But you have to. You have to stand out. Hallelujah. You have to learn to stand out. And one of the ways to stand out is to make yourself a studious person. Yeah, you have to make yourself one that, because as long as you are on planet Earth, you have to do things on planet Earth that will make you, I think the word is just relevant. You have to be relevant here. You can't be heavenly, how do they say these things? They say you are heavenly rich, but earthly poor. So you have amassed all the wealth to heaven, and you don't have nothing here on Earth. Is it possible? that you just allow yourself, you know, connect to, okay, I'm connecting to heaven. The heaven that you're connecting to is wanting you to be prosperous here on earth and then in heaven. Prosperity in Christ Jesus is not in heaven. It's here on earth. We live here. We must enjoy it from here. Hallelujah. So being schooled is key. Amen. Being schooled is key. You must be schooled. You must learn, want to be schooled in the things of the spirit. Want to be schooled so that you can be relevant on earth. Want to be schooled so that you can rise in your whatever field that you are in. Yes. I mean, I'm a pastor, but the truth is that from time to time I go for trainings and I pay for those trainings. I pay for trainings just to brush up my pastoral skills, to learn one or two things that I don't know, you know, about church or something like that. So I'm in my own field, I want to be relevant. In my own field, I want to be able to communicate, you know, intelligently. In your field, whichever field that you are in, you have to tell yourself, I have to be relevant. I have to keep amassing knowledge. I need to open up my heart to learn new things so that I can be better. Hallelujah. You've got to be better. If you see an opportunity somewhere and you don't have the qualifications for it, and you know you can, you know, squeeze yourself into having the qualification for it, go for it. Come on now, go for it. Get some more papers. You know? Because you might never know when you'll be needing some of these things, but you have already done it. So you already have it in your archive. I don't want you to be lazy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of times, believers are lazy. They are lazy because they don't want to do the extra. They don't want to go the extra. They don't want to learn or step out of their comfort zone. But no, for us to be representative of Christ in different places that he wants to take us to, we must do things that are not 100% convenient all the time. Step out of your comfort zone sometimes. Read. Pay for trainings. Go to be trained. I'm going to read some things to us just so that you can know that people take training seriously and it's not all about God. Yeah. It's not all about, I'm in church. I'm a believer. No, no, no. Because the truth is that the believer that must shine, Bible says that arise, shine, for the light has come. For you to shine, Bible says the power of the just is a shining light. For you to shine, the truth of the matter is that you must be relevant. That's how you can shine. You cannot shine. You cannot say you want to shine and you are not doing anything to your world. You're not contributing anything to your world. You have to contribute to your world. You can't be in the bedroom and want to be shining in the bedroom. Is it the roof that wants to see your shining? It is men all around you that want to see your shining. Men that you don't know and men that you know. The usefulness of a human being is how much he wants. Yeah, yeah, that's it. How much he wants around the people that he where he's found. The question I want to ask you is, how much are you worth around the people that you are with? Whether you are in a company, how much do you want? If you don't come to work, are you missed? It tells me that you are diligent if you are missed. If you don't come to work and they don't even remember that you don't come to work, that means that you have not shown any level of efficiency. Even if you are a housewife on this platform, let your husband come home and the house is sparkling. You are efficient as an housewife. The assignments have been done. The clothes are clean. The place is, everything is looking like it's a new hotel in the house. The man will want to come home every time. But you are not working. You are not business. You are not doing anything. You don't sit in the home from morning till night. And then you can't even think of how to clean up the environment that you stay. That's laziness. And you cannot start telling me I was praying all day. What's that?
While you are praying, start picking the papers, clean the floor, be praying. It's a part of prayer. Be cooking, be praying. Listen. Being lazy is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. Listen to me. It is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. The more schooled that you are, the more skillful you become. That's what I'm trying to say to you. The more schooled you are, whether it is self-schooled through Google, self-schooled through initiative, self-schooled through online schooling, physically appearing in a place, whatever it is, the more schooled you are, the more skillful you will become. And God blesses. I mean, Bible tells us that the Lord blesses the works of our hands. That means God wants you to walk. He too walked now. Bible says in Genesis that he created the heavens and the earth. Bible says on the seventh day he rested. He rested off his work. That's what Bible says, off his work. And God now says, I will bless the works of your hand. That means that you are to walk. Anyone, Bible says, anyone that do not walk is not entitled to eat. Yeah. Yeah. Hardworking believers is important in the kingdom. That's why I said laziness is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. You must be an hardworking, diligent child of God. Diligency. You own a business, make sure you start thinking about the next level. You start thinking about some creative things that you can do. Be creative. Because you have a creative mind. You have the mind of Christ. It's a creative mind. Desire to be creative. You will see it. Creativity will jump out of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Creativity will jump out of you. Desire to want to learn new things. Desire to want to be in a different environment of learning. I'm still talking about learning here. I'm not talking about relocation and then you want to go to school and just, you know, enjoy life. No, that's not what I'm talking about. This is not about enjoyment. This is about you schooling. Read up on things. Find out what the economy is saying. Be relevant. If you see opportunity, don't be lazy to get the papers. Go for the certificate. Go after it. If your mind is full of business, start with something. Sell underwear. Sell books. Sell something. The Lord will bless the works of your hands. He will not bless a lazy, sleeping man. He will not bless a man that is drinking from one place to the other. He will not bless someone that will not bless another person's job. Why did I say that? Some of us even have job and you are not putting your best in that job. Because it's not your personal job. It's somebody else's own. And you just feel that, oh, I can't kill myself. Kill yourself, or you leave that job. Efficiency is important as a believer. You and I must represent anywhere we go. Amen. We must represent. We must not go there and then they'll be complaining about us. If you are a believer and your boss is complaining about you, you better start doing something about it. It shows that there's something about you that your boss is not comfortable with. And there is no boss. Listen to what I'm about to say. There is no boss that sees an effective, that sees an hardworking person and is going to complain. There is no boss. Hallelujah. There is no boss. So the point here is waking up. Wake up. Wake up. The world is looking for diligent believers. People they can trust. Wake up. Opportunities will knock at your door. Will you be ready to open your heart to receive it? Open your hands to receive it? Be there at the point of that opportunity. Opportunity will always come. The question you and I would ask ourselves is, how ready are we to jump into the pool of opportunities? How ready? When the opportunity came, were you ready? Were you ready? So whatever you and I can do now to better our lives, increase our lives, put more value to ourselves, let's do it. We are believers. We are representative of Christ. Good things should be met in our hands. Good behavior should be seen in our lives. Diligency, hardworking, being skillful should be seen with us. If we say we can do something, and truly we can do it. Yes, truly we can do it. Why? We have schooled ourselves. We have schooled ourselves. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to be rounding off now. I want to read one or two scriptures for you. You know, God, one of the things I found out is that God gave every one of us natural talents. Yeah. God gave all of us natural talents. But when you now have the Holy Ghost, your natural talent is now doubled in such a way that even the ones that you don't know about, that the Lord has put on your inside, begin to find expression. Yeah. So you just notice that, I mean, people around you begin to see you like, I mean, you're a genius. Why? Because you have natural talent and you also have spiritual backing. You have spiritual backing. You have giftings, spiritual giftings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is so important. This is so, so important at a time like this. You can't give up on life and tell yourself, things are not working the way you want them to work. You work it. Bible says you make your way prosperous. How? You work it. Put yourself out there. And work it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Let's look at Daniel. I want you to look at something with me. Daniel chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 4. It says, young men in whom there was no blemish, but they are good looking. They are gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand. Everything I just said now has to do with natural abilities. Why? Because these men were brought in, you know, as slaves. And the king now says that, okay, from these people that you have brought, you know, this is my requirement. This is what I want. Because I want them to work in the palace. And for them to work in the palace, they must have no blemish. They must be good looking. They must be gifted in all wisdom, and they must possess knowledge, and they must have quick understanding, natural talent. Natural talent. It's not spiritual, natural. Some of us, when we are told something, you are forgetting almost immediately. It's not good. It's not a good, I won't use the right word. It's not something that you should be proud of. You are always forgetting. And then anytime somebody is asking you, I always forget. Don't say that. Because in the first place, what is happening to you is not a good thing. So you can't be boasting over, I always forget. I always forget. Sorry, I've forgotten again. You have to deal with it. It's a very bad thing. That you are a forgetful person. It's not good though. There's nothing to boast about it. It's not good. It's not an attribute. It's not. All right. So the king says that I want people with quick understanding. They are taught, they understand. They are shown once, they can do it 20 times. All right. Now it says, who had abilities to serve? Look at that. The only reason why I need all these people is because I want them to serve in the king's palace. All right, and look at what I'm talking about. It says that the only reason why we want this kind of people is because we want them to serve in the king's palace. It says, whom they might teach. Are you getting it now? You come with natural talent. We will still now teach you upon it. We will teach you so that you become more skillful in the things that you handle for us. More skillful at work. More skillful at home. More skillful dealing with issues. More skillful having discussions. More skillful. You're just skilled. It is people that are skilled that can be useful. When you are skilled, you'll be useful. When they think about someone that can use their hand, they'll think about you. Ah, that person is very skillful. He uses his hand well. They start talking about you. Referrals start coming. Before you know it, the things that you didn't think would blow will get bigger in your hands. You start getting bigger. Why? You are faithful. You are effective. You are teachable. And then you are skillful. Being schooled is important. You must school yourself. You must school yourself. Some of us, when we finish school, we're happy. Ah, there's this song self that we used to sing then. I'm trying to remember it. Something that sounds like, I'm not reading again. I've dropped my pen. I'm not reading. Some very funny song. Back then in school, I'm not reading again. I've dropped my pen because you graduated from secondary school. Can you imagine? You say you're not reading again. Because you graduated from university 4 years, you say you're not doing again. What happened to your brain? The moment you stop reading, you become dull. So you must keep reading. Who told you that I don't read as a pastor? I read. Sometimes I'm reading like 3 books in a week. I read though. I read. I have to read. I have to read. Not because I want to go and teach alone, but also because I need skills on how to learn the things that I'm doing. I need to relearn some things. I need to remind myself of some trainings that I have. And some of those trainings will come from reading. So you are reading to remind yourself. You are reading to add to yourself. You are reading to know how. So the how that you are reading to know will make you more skillful. In those areas, there's things I can do now with my eyes closed. Why? I have mastered it because I schooled myself. Every one of you have a field that you loved, you have found comfort in. School yourself. Increase the knowledge. There is nothing you all have learned. There's nothing I have learned that is the end of the road. It's not true. We keep learning. We keep learning. We keep amassing knowledge. We keep improving. And we keep representing Christ. Because it is you that know what you are doing that they will call. And when you call, when they call you, it will be easy for you to now begin to talk about Jesus. Because you are doing the what you are supposed to do. Your boss is confident with you. Is at home with you. Has come to trust you. When you say Jesus, they will say yes. Where a lazy man cannot get to the top and open his mouth. If he opens his mouth, they will close it for him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the world that we are in, we can't just say we pray and then we are sitting in the corners of our rooms. We pray, but we are giants. We pray, but we are intelligent people. We pray, and then we have added to the feathers in our lives. Over our shoulders. We pray, but we are knowledgeable. We pray. Are you getting what I'm saying? And we have improved. We are better than we used to be yesterday. We pray. We have the right words in our mouths. We pray. We are wise people. We pray. We have solutions in our hands. We pray. Hallelujah. We are relevant people. Relevant people. We are people that are honored. Amen. That's who we are. We are honorable people. God honors us in the places that he has kept us. We are honored. Amen. And in the place that the natural gift has gotten some of us into, we have added to it. So in us adding to it, we become better. Tonight is a different meeting. God wants you to be skilled. God wants you to be schooled. God wants you to keep improving yourself. Bible says when we talk in other tongues, when we edify ourselves, that we improve ourselves. Sometimes improvement comes with ideas. God gives you an idea. Do this. You do it, and then you now see that, oh, thank God I had done this thing. If I had not done it, maybe, and it's always the truth, maybe. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. This man came with natural abilities, but the king says that I want them to be trained. I want them to be taught. Look at verse 5. I want you to see the training. The training of a natural mind. I want you to see the training. The training for a natural man so that he can serve in the king's palace. Verse 5. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of his king's delicacy and of the wine which he drank, the king. And then 3 years of training. Did you hear what I said? 3 years. Three. 1 year is 365 days. Abby? 3 years is over 1,000 days. And all they are doing is they are training them to serve in the king's palace. They are training them how to clean golden cups, sweep golden floors, clean golden tables, prepare king's delicacy. I imagine they are training them, and they are training them for 3 years. Now we are talking about being relevant in our own generation, and going to school has become an issue. It should never happen. And that's why I'm saying that if you cannot go to a physical school, make sure you go to an online school. Get all the papers you need and grow up. Get all the papers you need and walk into companies where you can apply. And because of the skills you already have that are natural things to you, those papers will just be like, what do I used to say about those papers, Seth? I used to say that those papers are just like tickets to open the door. So that they know that you have something. But what you have is in your brain. It's not in the papers. But you need the papers to do what? For the doors to open. The land, the world that we are today recognizes practicality. But for you to gain access, they want to know that you were schooled. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to wake up. We must be relevant in our generation to be able to minister Jesus effectively. We must be relevant in our generation to be able to meet the high and the mighty. We must be relevant. We must be everywhere we are. There must be a level of relevancy about you that people will value. Somebody has to value you. You know, when you are valued, you'll be missed. More than being missed, the truth is that you can't be replaced. Amen. That's it. Because you are valued. You can't be replaced. So some of the prayers we pray, the answers are in some of these things that God is telling us. If he says he blesses the works of your hand, that means you must walk. If he says the memory of the blessed, the memory of the righteous is blessed, that means that you must train your memory. Train it to memorize the right things. These are prayers that we pray, but God has given us other ways to go about it. When you are praying, ideas will flow. You have to use it. I mean, I got into a business and the Lord told me, you need to upgrade and be creative about your packaging. And I went after the packaging. I really went after it. Anyone that sees my product, the packaging will attract you. I mean, you can't say, yeah, God says you're going to do something, because actually it was God that even gave me the idea in the first place. So if you now gave me the idea, does it not mean that I should not be shabby about it? No. You must use your creativity to step it up. Because God is full of excellence. The Bible talks about Daniel. The Bible says he had an excellent spirit. If in the Old Testament, Daniel had an excellent spirit, and we have the Holy Ghost today, what do you think we have? You have more than an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. I need to end tonight. You have gotten it out of me. Oh, glory to God. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome words tonight for someone that needs it. Awesome. Awesome challenge for someone that needs to be challenged tonight. Awesome. 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 We are not just believers that are lazy. That's not who we are. We are believers and we are hardworking. We pray and we are skillful. We pray we are useful. We pray and we can't be replaced. Yeah. 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 Everywhere we get into, we are likable. The people that don't like us, because of what we carry, they like us. They don't have a choice. They just begin to like us because of what we carry. Amen. Even what we don't know. What, by the time, according to this natural ability in verse 4, by the time we pick a part of it, we begin to know. Yes, we begin to know, except we decide not to know it. But the truth is that once we pick it, we will begin to know it. We just need to do what? Just be determined. As a believer, you need to be determined to rise. Be determined to leave the floor. Be determined to leave the grass and join the eagle. Be determined that you are not going to be a turkey. You are not going to be a goose. You want to be the eagle. You want to fly high, higher than any other bird that is on the in the air. Hallelujah. I'd like you to go ahead and declare tonight that I'm skillful. Oh, glory to God. I'm skillful. I'm skillful. I'm skillful. I'm relevant. I'm strengthened. Oh, glory to God. God blesses all that I lay my hands to do. God blesses me. He blesses me. He blesses me. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm diligent. I'm diligent. I'm relevant. Oh, glory to God. Men find me. I'm talented. My natural skills even cannot be compared. I'm qualified because I've decided to be schooled. Hallelujah. 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 I do away with laziness. Amen. I do away with laziness. I'm strong. I'm very strong. I can do those things that other people cannot do. Yeah, I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm wise. Yes, I am wise. I am wise. I'm wise. I'm intelligent. I'm smart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm the best person for that job. Amen. I'm the best person. They can't find any replacement. I'm the best person for that job. I love that. It sounds good. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for tonight's meeting. We thank you for the things that you have revealed. You have challenged us. You have helped us. And you have opened doors at the same time. Lord, we walk into these doors that have been set open for us. We're blessed going out. We're blessed coming in. I declare that in this season of our lives, we will discover the things that will truly make us relevant. Things that cannot make us replaced. In everything we all do, I speak right now and I declare that the gates are opened. The gates of opportunity, the gates of favor, the gates of likeness, the gates are opened in the name of Jesus. And I declare tonight that there is a stirring in our hearts, a stirring to rise above our limitations, a stirring to rise above the things that we have seen as limitations in our spaces. We rise above them. We rise above them. We rise above them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, declare my eyes are opened for these opportunities. I see them and I'm qualified for it. God bless you. Thank you for joining in tonight. It's always awesome having you here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enjoy the rest of the night. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a beautiful weekend. Love you guys.